a word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Here, in this Christmas chapter, we could call it, celebrating and prophesying the coming of the Son of God, the Child. In verse 6, it refers to the Son who is given, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But in the introduction to this child born unto us, we are told what will happen with his coming. We looked at last time the people who walked in great darkness, in the gloom of anguish, as it says in the previous chapter, how God, sending his Son, has released them from that great deep darkness and brought light to them. Now, we shift to another theme, another Christmas theme, what Jesus has come to do. Remember, it's not just a baby in a manger that we're looking at, but what he will do. That is what is important. And here God compares the different types of joy that people experience, because he has to relate it to something that they can identify with. So he says, as they are rejoicing at the harvest. And he reminds God's people, Israel, that as they rejoice and are glad when the harvest is taken in, they've done all the work. The weeding has been done. God has blessed them with rain. And they know that this harvest is from God. He has given it to them. Another comparison, they are glad when they divide the spoil. In other words, when they defeat an enemy, and it is the spoil that God allows them to take. Such will be their gladness at the coming of the Christ child. Another comparison in verse 4, the yoke of his burden, which the oppressor has given him, has laid upon him, will be broken. The rod of his oppressor will be broken. Konke lokhu uJesu, umntwana weKhisimus. Konke lokhu uJesu uzosenzele kona. And so it is, dear friend, that this is really the Christmas message. It's not just to try and think of a Christ child, a baby child, but what he has done. This is what he has done for you and me.